Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is April the 25th, 2019. And I have on with me, an honor to have him on. We're going to call him Anonymous. He's with the Constitutional Patriots. And if everybody remembers, I believe it was on Saturday, from what Anonymous was telling me, that John Charles Fuller, that's one of the Constitutional Patriots guarding the border down in Mexico, in New Mexico, was arrested by the FBI. Now, apparently, from the information I've gathered, without getting into it, I'm going to let the Anonymous here explain it. Charles has been beaten up pretty bad, got broken ribs and all kinds of stuff. So, with that said, Anonymous, you were part of the group. I'm just going to ask you to detail for me what happened and what you guys were doing as far as Constitutional Patriots and the border.
Okay. Well, what I have is from him calling in and talking to the group on the phone at 15-minute intervals because of the way the county has their telephone thing set up. But according to Larry, that the city police sheriff or chief police came up to him and informed him that he had a couple of reporters that would like to talk to him. So, sure, he would like to talk to him. So he walked down and he said, well, let's get in here. When he got in the vehicle, guess what? No reporters. It was the FBI. They were there to arrest him on a two-year-old charge of a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition.
A two-year-old charge?
Yeah.
What was it? Explain the charge. I'm laughing because I was a political prisoner for 10 and a half months, and the charges dismissed with prejudice, and the judge, who turned out to be honest after I got rid of two dishonest ones, screamed and yelled at the prosecutor for wasting $750,000 of the taxpayers' money on trying to prosecute an innocent man, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I know how they do things. They just make stuff up. So why did they charge him with this gun violation?
Well, back in 2017, we were kind of slowly trying to build the membership up in the surrounding area. And a young man, first name of Brandon, I can't remember his last name, said he drove all the way up here and said he'd like to join. And he was good with electronics. So we were testing him out to see if he'd be a good communications officer. Well, I found out that, okay, after a few days, there's a problem here. This boy is loopy, even though he wasn't taking his medication. So, I mean, we finally told him, no, look, you just won't work out between us, you know. I'm glad you came up, glad you visited. I have to say goodbye. Well, he was pissed, of course, and mad and everything else. And we helped him kind of get him situated up here so he could get a disability check. And when he finally got the check, he left. Well, we figured that was the end of it.
That's usually a troll. They're usually on government payroll. They're all on disability, plus the government's paying them.
Yeah, well, a couple of days later, a couple of FBI agents showed up, wanted to talk to Larry about possibly putting together a militia group to go kill Hillary, Obama, and Soros. I mean, you could have touched. Neither would have knocked.
Now, this was the troll that infiltrated?
Well, he tried to, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, anyway, I mean, we don't know what the heck he's talking about. After we talked to him for about an hour, he said, yeah, we're kind of looking for him. He's wanted on the felony theft charge. I said, oh, well, let's add some more to it. So I gave him the information of the property he stole from here, took with him. And I said, okay, well, we'll be on the lookout for him. In the meantime, can we look around? And that was Larry's first big mistake. He should have said no. But he said, go ahead. So they wandered around, and they collected, see, 322s, 1308, and the 12-gauge shotgun, and one pistol. Well, we're going to take and run these, if that's okay, see if they're not hot, or are they, you know. And Larry had no problem with it. I said, well, let me clear something up with you.
Now, you said Mr. Fuller. Larry? You call him Larry? Or was this the infiltrator?
Larry Hopkins is the commander's name.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, I told the FBI agent, well, look, the 322 and the 308 belong to myself and our neighbor. He was loaning them us to go down and do target practice. Well, they supposedly jotted that down in their notes. I don't know if it made a final report or not. But that was the last we heard of it. And about every 3 months, Larry would call them and say, well, can I get my guns back? Well, we're kind of busy. We haven't been able to do this. Or, oh, we're kind of busy. We haven't been able to do that. And that's about the way it went. And then finally, one day, they said, sure, yeah, you can come out and get them. Okay. When? Well, we'll be back around the office next month. It's just one excuse after another. And finally they come up when Larry was arrested. They told Faye, look, okay. Let me back up a little bit. He said he received a letter from the U.S. State's Attorney informing him that there is a problem with the firearms. There's nothing to worry about. It's a matter that's real simple to clear up. So he called and he said, oh, well, I told him, well, Faye can come get him, his wife, but they have to be in a locked box that he does not have access to. That was strange. Okay. So, well, we never got around to picking him up. And he started going down to the border to coordinate things down there, I guess. And I'd say that this last week, Saturday, everything kind of blew up. I think part of it was the videos that were being posted that the ACLU took so much offense to, and then wrote that endless letter to the governor, who, well, here it is. I mean, we've got the evidence right here what they're doing. So we kind of embarrassed them, and, well, when you embarrass a politician, they tend to get back at you.
Or a Fed, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they hauled him up to Donna Ana County Jail. He stayed there for a couple of days. Somewhere along the line, somebody either did it on purpose or they screwed up. Don't know which. Don't really matter. But given the information that was being pumped out on the news, well, they put him in general population, and he wasn't liked right off the bat because they figured he was a racist SOB. And while he was awake, no problems. But he lay down and went to sleep, and that's when they jumped him. Beat him up pretty good, cracked some ribs. They got
was
him
this
out of
the
there.
Guards, was this the guards or the FBI or county sheriff or municipality? Who was the ones that jumped on him, according to what you're hearing?
The inmates. Yeah, they basically left to put him in there with the rest of the inmates, knowing very well, you know, all this shit was on the news and these guys are watching it. But they got him out of there and put him in the hospital for overnight. Checked him up, everything. I mean, they told him what had happened. He got some cracked ribs and bruising. And then they, we found out the other day that he had moved, they moved him clean across the state to Grants, New Mexico, to the county jail out there. And we finally were able to get some money out there so he could call. And now we find out today he was moved again to who knows where. We don't know. We're assuming it's going to be Albuquerque because that's where he has to appear in federal court.
On Friday?
On Monday the 29th.
Monday the 29th. Okay, now is this John Charles Fuller or is this Larry Hopkins that we're talking about?
His name is Larry Mitchell Hopkins.
Okay, okay.
I don't know who the other guy is.
Well, there's a lot of disinformation floating around of John Charles Fuller, but it's Larry Hopkins. Okay.
No clue who that is.
Okay.
I've seen his ID. I've seen his 214. It's kind of funny. They had the arraignment. We got him attorney, and they had the arraignment, and he was told the charges were a felon in possession of firearms and ammo. You know, kind of a minor thing, really. He was supposed to have been pardoned by the governor of the state where he was convicted, so I don't know anything. I don't know if I haven't seen that paperwork. But the Monday the 29th is supposed to be his bond hearing to see what they're gonna want to get so we can get him out.
You wanna give out the name of his attorney? And the phone number?
Sure.
Okay.
I sure will. It's Mr. Kelly O'Connell, O-C-O-N-N-E-L. He can be reached at 575-496-6339.
Okay, repeat that number so people will have it. His attorney. Now, this is Larry Hopkins' attorney. His name is Kelly?
Kelly O'Connell.
Okay.
575-496-6339.
Okay. Now, they've already had the arraignment hearing. Now, this is formal charges they're going to be bringing against him, apparently.
No, this is the bond hearing.
Or the bond hearing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to put him out on OR or how much money they're going to want. We've been trying to raise them. Some of these sites that offer, we'll do it for you, and then they,
here's what you want to do. Go set him up a GoFundMe or a PayPal account, but I guarantee.
I can't use my name or his name.
Yeah.
They blocked us for life. Same with GoFundMe.
Yeah. Well, I've recently found out, folks, that. The government has got a site called PayPal instead of PayPal, PayPal. They've got one called PayPal, and they steal out of PayPal accounts.
Yeah, they're holding, when they notified me they were shutting it down, as soon as the word got out that the ACLU was going to try to do some bullshit, we were getting donations left and right. I mean, we had by 11 o'clock, we had $1,600 donated. And when they shut it down at 11:45, there was another $1,300 sitting there. But guess what? You can't touch it for 180 days. Then we'll send you an email on how to get it.
Well, if anybody wants to contribute, I guess they can talk to Kelly O'Connell, and they can find out how to contribute to get him his bond.
They can go to the United Constitutional Patriots Facebook page. We have a Facebook donation site. We have a Cash App site.
You got United Constitutional Patriots, right?
United Constitutional Patriots, yes.
On Facebook. Okay.
On Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. And that's nothing else. No border ops, nothing else added to it.
Okay.
And there are several ways a person can donate.
Okay.
I even have my name and address up there so they can mail it if they don't want to go through any of the hassle of these donation sites.
Okay. Well, I suggest everybody take a look at this, and we need to, I think, Anonymous, what we need to do on this is today is the 25th. I think maybe Monday after the hearing, we get a quick 5 or 10 minute update to find out what the bond's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we plan on doing that on Monday? Now, what time is this hearing? Do you have any idea?
9:30 a.m.
Okay. That's Pacific time?
Mountain time.
Or mountain. Yeah, that's right. Okay, you guys are in mountain. Okay.
Yeah, if anybody I'm wants to show up and support him, that'd be fine.
Yeah. Tell them where they would show up at.
I think we're going to be standing room only.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in the Rio Grande courtroom.
The federal courtroom, correct?
Right, in the federal building.
Okay. Do you know what the address is? What city is that? Rio Grande?
Yeah, it's in Albuquerque. The address to the federal building is 333 Lomas Boulevard.
Okay. Albuquerque.
Be prepared to walk a little bit because there's not much parking.
Okay, well, maybe we can get the courthouse packed down there on this and put an end to this.
I sure hope so.
Well, hopefully this broadcast will do it. Is there anything you want to add to this?
Oh, not right now.
How's the border situation coming? Let's talk about that for a minute. I think more American people ought to get down there like they've done in the past years. And,
yeah.
You know, they tried to say I created a militia back in 1995, which I did. It was called GOLD, Guardians of American Liberties. And, they identified that we're up and running in 42 states. As I put it, folks, everybody that's an American that supports the Constitution is a militia member according to the Constitution.
Yeah.
So we've got to start standing up.
I've had a lot of people call me and Facebooking, wanting to join, wanting to come down. If they want to come down, that's fine. They are more than welcome to. We have some pretty good people down there that will fill them in on what to do, what not to do.
Are you having success?
I've been telling people, look, it starts at home. You need to protect home, your community first. Start finding people around you that think like you do, you know, have the same opinions. And get together, start your own little patriot group. And if you get that community, another community will join. And when we started this organization, it was never the intent to have a unit ourselves, except for headquarters. We wanted each of the states to have several units in it around the state, so that if something happened and somebody needed help, but they didn't know who to contact, they could contact us, and we would take and pass the information on or see if we could find help inside the state or outside the state. We wanted to be kind of a clearinghouse type of headquarters.
I understand. I'm doing the same thing back then, doing the same thing on a recall petition, trying to get people to start recalling these congressmen and senators. And believe me, there's thousands of reasons on each one of them they could do
it. Oh, yeah.
You know, and the petition's up there. We were successful. I put people on the air out in Colorado, and they knocked two of them out of office for saying they were going to take the guns. And that was a few years back. So the petition's there people can take. It's free of charge. It's in the story on the front page of stewweb.com, stewweb.com. It is on the front page where they can grab that petition, and it tells you what to do, and it's simple. It's about a $150 filing fee at your Secretary of State's office, and anywhere from $0 to $150 to get the voter registration so you're not getting bad signatures. And you make sure that, hey, are you a registered voter? Are you? Okay, hey, we got a petition over here. If they say no, take a walk. Don't waste your time.
Yeah.
Because I want
to
see.
Well, we would love to be able to get rid of the current governor and attorney general. But unfortunately, the power base they have is Santa Fe and Albuquerque. whereas the northern part of the state is Republican, everything below San Juan County is Democrat.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the New Mexico government. Governor was Richardson, wasn't it?
That was a couple governors back.
Yeah. Well, he was CIA because a good friend of mine that was an NSA knew him quite well.
Yeah, he did some good, but he did a lot of bad here too.
Yep.
He wasted a lot of taxpayers' money on the railroad Roadrunner. help people drive to help relieve the congestion of the interstate. Well, yeah, okay. It didn't go as well as he thought it would.
I looked at him as a stooge, Anonymous. I mean, a total stooge, you know. And so did my friend. He knew he was.
Spaceport.
Yep.
New Mexico has a spaceport. For what? Don't know. Virgin is out there. But they're not doing anything at the moment. NASA said they might be going out there with some experimental equipment. Well, maybe, maybe not. We don't know. This Grisham and the current state legislature and everybody, they just got through passing, and she signed it, the bill that requires all gun sales, even private, must go through an FFL dealer for a background check.
Well, she ought to be taken out of office. Up here in the state of Missouri, our legislators are turning opposite. They actually put in a law last January, a year ago, that carry concealed without a permit. As you're in the state borders, you don't have a felony and you got a driver's license or an ID card from the state of Missouri. Now, Kansas has done the same thing. We just can't cross the border without having, an international permit or a carry permit. But here in Missouri, everybody's running around with weapons now.
It almost got through the state legislature with Governor Martinez. It wasn't that many votes missing. It just couldn't make it. That would take and protect all Second Amendment rights, plus get rid of the concealed carry. But we are an open carry state, and a lot of people do. And in areas where it was nasty, people start open carrying, it gets quiet.
Yeah, I would imagine. Even concealed here, it's people wonder who's carrying.
An armed society is a peaceful society.
Yeah.
You wear a T-shirt saying, "I shoot back."
you got a pretty good drug state down there, Taos, New Mexico. That's where Mena, Arkansas moved over to. And all the Clinton activity, they moved out of Arkansas and over to the CIA, moved it over to Taos, New Mexico, where they fly it in all the time now. They built that big runway down there. Daddy Bush made sure that was done. And it's called the, there's a corporation in Dallas that controls it. It's called, it's in Spanish, the Sando, something crystal. It means the blood of Christ, if you can believe that, something corporation, that they set that up to where they could launder the money through. Unbelievable. But Taos, New Mexico, if anybody, federal people, or, hey, unless you want to shut it down, just watch it for the CIA coming in there, and then they move the drugs up to center Colorado with Cessnas, and they fly it all over the country from that point. But they are hauling it in there, and it's a bunch of drug dealers for Daddy Bush, and it's tied to E-Systems of Dallas, Texas. Is hauling it. Raytheon Corporation, E-Systems, the shadow government within the government, part of it, steals elections, does sonar technology, has the satellites to play the games. But that's who it is. It's one of the largest. Pier 66 in Miami is another one, with Ollie North and Jeb Bush, and then that Taos, New Mexico, that's definitely part of that whole operation. But they've got several locations around the United States. And up in Canada, and they bring it down by furniture into Denver, Colorado. It's a big hub with Larry Mizell, which is the money launderer and one of the 12 Illuminati, they call him, like Daddy Bush was. But anyway, I'm glad you guys are down there on the border. I wish we could get more people. I wish we could turn this country around. I'm ready to yank them out by their feet out of the Congress and Senate, or their ears, and take them out, you know, have a talk with them.
Well, it'd be interesting. I mean, I'm pretty sure Trump's going to win this next election. But what's going to happen after that? That's what scares me the most.
I'm seeing all this false hope out here. I've seen all this crap with you know, here I helped put Trump in. I brought him a lot of votes. Okay, there were a lot of people listening to my show and so forth, and watch my website. A lot of people voted for him. Now, I don't see him getting the problem cleaned up. I've seen him make a lot of mistakes. He's surrounded by a bunch of stooges. You know,
that's the problem.
That's the problem. And the new attorney general is a former Iran-Contra cover-up meister for Daddy Bush. He's not even an attorney, and he's the attorney general. Now, you know, all the stuff with Mueller and all that fictitious stuff was supposed to go down the path initially to be looking at Hillary Clinton and the campaign she and Jeb Bush and Senator John McCain, who had created this false dossier and passing it over to Strzok and all of them at the FBI so they could use it, and McCabe, and the list goes on with the corrupt Justice Department and what they did. Those people, I don't understand why Donald Trump hasn't forced the prosecution on him. He has the power and authority to do it. He's the President of the United States. He can tell the Attorney General to go that direction. They haven't done it. I'm asking myself, have we all been stooged? I mean, I supported this guy. I defended this guy, Donald Trump. But he's been surrounded by so many idiots, and the things he's done, I'm not seeing an improvement.
Instead of a politician, we had to have a businessman. We got a businessman, and now he's trying to act like a politician.
That's probably about it. Probably about it. Well, you want to give the listeners any encouragement here?
Best thing I could say to everybody is just keep your powder dry. You know, when it's time to vote, you know, keep Trump in office. There are some Republicans running against him, but no, we don't need that right now. We let the man have another 4 years. Maybe he'll shake the tree a little bit more, get rid of some of the garbage he's got, and get some good people in there.
You know, he did make a profound kind of a statement a while back. It's been about a year ago. He says his legacy as the president of the United States will probably go down in history as cleaning up the Justice Department. If he does that, then there's a possibility we all can have justice in America. Because we got the whole FBI Division Number 5, 7th floor FBI building, bunch of stooges. We've got, you know, these people inside the Attorney General's office that, you know, are stooges of the past. I mean, it's got to be cleansed out. It's got to be cleansed out of the leftovers that Daddy Bush anointed and appointed and put into office when he was in there. And it moved right through the Clinton years, right through the Bush Jr. years, through the Obama fraud years. It just stayed in there. And, I mean, they were running hit teams. They tried to murder me 2 times in car crashes over here. One of them was an Iran-Contra, Mena, Arkansas drug dealer. Okay, Jay Stevens truck driving school. We haven't even been able to find him yet to serve him. Yep, the county sheriff had the address, served him before one other time, can't serve him now. I mean, you know, I'm going to have to hire somebody to go out serving. But,
well, I'm pretty sure you'll find somebody who will.
Yeah, but I already proved one of them was FBI 5 stooge, a Somalian, hired by them. And I had to prove it and give up my $12,500 out of his $25,000. And an attorney got his half. I paid a PI. It's on my website. It proves that they tried to murder me. And that the Grandview, Missouri police covered it up.
Check.
I can't find an attorney that wants to represent me. Joe DiBongio, I think his name is, how it pronounced, the former U.S. attorney out of Washington, D.C., when I talked to him about a year and a half ago. He was the only honest attorney I've ever talked to in my entire life, other than a friend of mine that's disbarred over there in Kansas City, Brett Landreth. But he made a statement to me. He said, Stu, he says, if I represented you, he says, I would be suicided within 30 days. I said, Joe, you're the first honest attorney I've met. He says, I wish I could hire you. He says, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Well, that's life. We're all going through it. But Anonymous, I thank you very much for coming on with me. Do you want to add anything that we haven't discussed about this case?
No, nothing I can think of off the top of my head.
Now, he's got broken ribs where he's jumped on. He's Larry. He's in bad shape, and he does have this hearing on Monday. So sometime Monday noon or so, around that time, we're going to come back on the air for 5 or 10 minutes and give a report on what happened down there. And hopefully maybe we get the courtroom packed from this broadcast. Albuquerque, New Mexico, on Monday at 9:30 a.m., folks. Does that sound good?
That sounds real good.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on. You have any last words?
No, just God bless everybody.
You too, man. God bless you too, and I'll be in touch with you. Thank you for coming on. Have a good one.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.